This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Oh, slide back into your lives and your mind, the DJ V way of getting acclimated to the world as we see it and hear it and know it. Jennifer Horn is here to exchange thoughts and ideas, and Victoria Keelan likewise. Cat, how did I come up with it? The power of suggestion. I was just looking at a new Caterpillar diesel loader, and it says on it, the logo on the side says Cat Power. And for some reason, I was translating that to Kara Power. I was about to say Kara Power, and Cat came out. So, Kara, you're the power behind the throne here.
Thank
with
you,
all those
I guess.
Dials and switches and the lights and things in the control studio at our originating network, Radio America in Washington. Now we head to Los Angeles, where Jennifer Horn has our first trending story.
I do have the first trending story, and it's a big one, and because of the current climate, hasn't gotten a lot of attention, so that's our job. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced this week that he will meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Again, you say? When? Where? Well, where will it happen? Well, Pyongyang is the place, and Sunday is the day. This will be part of his trip to Asia, which begins later in the week, according to the State Department. He's going to be visiting Japan, South Korea, and China as part of his trip, and the State Department also announced that it will be his fourth visit to North Korea. He's expected to attempt to set up a second summit between Kim and President Trump. They previously met face-to-face in Singapore this past June. There was some moving forward, then there was some moving back. Now it seems that the path is moving forward once again. President Trump had made an announcement a couple of weeks ago that he would be meeting face-to-face with Kim Jong-un. I think he made those comments when he was at the United Nations. So, again, we seem to be headed on the right path, but Kim Jong-un is one of those world leaders that you can't trust. So you proceed with guarded optimism. How about that?
All right. So there's good and there's bad to this, Jennifer, as there is to a lot of stuff. It seems the North and South Koreans are removing landmines that have been scattered along their border, trying to ease the tensions between the two countries. The removal operation started this week at two sites inside the DMZ, the Joint Security Area, as it's called, known as Arrowhead Hill, is where they're working first. They're removing all the landmines in this Joint Security Area over the next 20 days, so they say. This is part of the agreement the leaders reached during their summit, first step in efforts to build trust between these nations. So, that comes out, that's on the left hand, okay? Over on the right hand is a story today about the North Koreans having 60 nukes. So, the landmines are dangerous, to be sure. South Korea's unification minister told the country's lawmakers that the North Koreans could have as many as 60 nuclear bombs at their disposal. The first time a South Korean government official has spoken publicly about the size of the weapons stockpile in the North. They've been secretive, as one might expect, although I don't know if we can say they certainly rattled the saber enough last year, sent up enough of those missiles, and they said, we got these nukes, and maybe, so now they do, apparently. The reports from South Korea say that the estimate of the North's weapons is on par with some other estimates that they have. So they're corroborating information. So on one hand, they're removing the landmines to calm things down, but they're still acknowledging that there are 60 nukes up there. One wonders where they came from. How did the North Koreans get nukes? They get them from Iran? They figure it out on their own? I think most people think they came from Iran, right? Isn't that what the conventional wisdom is?
Right, even though Iran says, oh, we don't have any of those. But, yeah, that's what people think.
Baloney. All right, so what do we think? What's the right approach that our country should have to the situation in Korea? Victoria, I'll start with you. What do you think is the right approach? What should we be doing? What should people who are listening right now be thinking about? Or should they be thinking about this at all? Should they be thinking about what they're having for breakfast?
Well, I think it's, I don't know how many people, to be honest, I don't know how many people really think about this on a sort of daily basis. I don't know what the right answer is. It's why it's way above my pay grade. So I don't know how we should handle him except with a lot of caution. That would be the only thing I would always insist on. I was not a big fan of him getting an audience that quickly with the president, but, you know, if fewer nukes are around and people feel safer, then fine, you know.
Yeah, I'm for getting rid of as many nukes, no matter how you do it, as we can. There are way too many of them. There are thousands and thousands of nuclear bombs and arsenals, not only in our country and China and Russia, but smaller countries have them. Israel's got a ton of them that are just
but
sitting.
Somehow I trust Israel. Like, I'm okay with Israel having that.
As opposed to North Korea, you mean?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think you can. I don't think there's too much disagreement there. All right. So, anyway, Jennifer, your take on this?
My take is that we are in, even though Kim Jong-un is a wild card, and that's the understatement of the year, we're in a better place than we were a few years ago. If you remember when President Trump was going into office and he was sitting, it's a very famous scene that was said, it burned into my mind. He was having a meeting with then President Obama, who was kind of whispering back and forth, and the two of them were talking. And Trump has since said the greatest concern that Obama had was going to war with North Korea, that he was very close to going to war with North Korea because
Obama
of their behavior.
That?
Absolutely. Oh, and yeah. So the fact that we are in a position where we're actually having conversation and where ballistic missiles are not being tested and flown over Japan and flown in the direction of the United States, I think that's a positive. Now, do I trust this person? No. Does ultimately a regime change make sense to me? Well, maybe. Maybe it does. That, as Victoria said, is beyond my pay grade. But I think if we can get in and appeal to the sensibilities of Kim Jong-un, it is far more advantageous for us to have a relationship where we can talk to him, write letters like he likes to do, rather than have him be left to his own devices trying to make a name for himself. I think you have to show him about how he can bring in Western culture, how he can make money, how he can get flashing lights and pretty things in his country, and that becomes the motivation for Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen's totally
Dennis
right.
Rodman.
This is a shiny objects guy. He is 100%. They have, you know, this is going back to a couple of years ago before we really, you know, before I personally thought that North Korea was turning into a really big problem, which it has. But, you know, I used to just sort of, in a fascination way, read about a lot of the stuff that he does. He built that extravagant water park that never opened, and they stage it, you know, like, and then he has a ski resort that they opened, and then they just hire people.
Like Saddam building the Flintstone
building. It's so weird. Yeah. It's so, I mean, but to build an entire water park and then to have children there just staged for a day and then it just sits empty. And I understand they don't have the money to run it, but it's such a weird display of what he considers to be opulence. It's very odd.
Whack job. He's a whack job. All right. In a moment, who knew there was an American Association for Nude Recreation. We're going to dig into that association after these important announcements.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kitty bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kitty bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin, and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TopLoss.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or TopLoss.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
This here is the story of Lawrence, who always wanted to play pro football. His parents supported his love of the game, sent him to special camps, and then in college, pro scouts came to a bunch of games where Lawrence was playing the trumpet at halftime. Yeah, Lawrence was never that good at football. Gave up by the time he got to college. But he also learned how Geico could save him a lot of money on car insurance. So he switched and saved. So this here story has a happy ending after all.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, boys and girls, moms and dads, and I I put you together specifically because it's time for us to get ready for the holidays and shop like a nudist. Make your holiday purchases in
the
buff.
Do nudists shop?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Do they have any place to put anything? Where do they carry their money?
They give a whole new meaning to fanny pack.
Oh,
that's one of the best lines you have ever come up with.
That's a good one.
That was very good, Victoria. Very,
you
very
go home
good.
Now. That's
I'm done. Mic drop.
Yeah, stop that.
All right, before you go, you want to get a gift membership to the American Association for Nude Recreation?
Why not? Right. Hey, everybody, this is what you're getting for Christmas from me.
All right. You can shop your deals on Black Friday and Cyber Monday using your membership. Apparently, associate member of the American Association for Nude Recreation, you can become a skinny dipper and go to clubs and resorts and campgrounds. Give somebody you love a membership in the National Association for Nude Recreation. And they describe themselves as your guide to nude recreation and naycation vacations.
Oh, boy.
Annual membership includes 12-month subscription to the monthly newsletter, The Bulletin, a member savings of 20% on admission fees at affiliated clubs, the right to vote in elections, not a regular election, you know what I mean, their elections.
Apparently they serve.
Wait a minute, there's an image. Let's get everybody to go. Let's declare on voting day, we'll have a special place for naked people who want to go vote, and we can go, you know, they have curtains around the places to vote anyway, right?
Yeah, but how do you get in and out?
I think you go in naked and people check you out that way. Mm-hmm. There are 180 of these clubs, by the way, around the country. Member savings of 10% on advertising if you want to put a personal in the bulletin. $57 for an individual membership, ladies. Couples do a membership, $93.50. So that's the American Association for Nude Recreation. You can get all kinds of benefits on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, too, 21 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Captain Curmudgeon, I just caught myself, Victoria. I was about to say, why do all these songs sound the same? The same percussion, the same drama. Blah, 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 blah.
The same reason all your favorite songs from the 60s sound exactly the same.
That's
pop music for you.
Good answer, Kara.
A little smart tickler that she is. Okay, DJ V time is 24 after the hour. Music time in this hour, focusing on the music of Taylor Swift, who announced she will be opening the 2018 American Music Awards with a performance of one of her fiercest songs. She was on Instagram posting a video of herself with her cat, Meredith. Sorry. Good morning, America. It's Taylor. I wanted to say that I am going to be opening up the American Music Awards with a performance. Don't be too excited about it. My God, she joked. The caption on the clip was, I'm opening up the American Music Awards with a performance of I Did Something Bad. Meredith is not excited, but I am. The song off of Swift's hit album Reputation from last year sparked speculation that it was inspired by her infamous feud with Kanye West. His song Famous included the lyrics, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. I made that blank. What is this?
That's the famous line that he... Yeah.
Right.
He made her famous?
Yep.
He said that.
He right. says that, yes. Yeah.
He's a That's jackass.
The, he right. is. Right.
That's what Obama said. He was a jackass, and he is a jackass.
He did.
Yeah. The award shows... Isn't that fun to say something like that? As much as I love to... It's fun just to call somebody like Kanye West a jackass. That was one of the best lines Obama had in his 8 years as president. Kanye West is a jackass.
That's probably why he's a Trump fan now. He's probably like, yeah. Forget that guy. I like him. Do he call me a name? Now I'm out of here.
Anyway, American Music Awards airing on Tuesday, the 9th of October, 8 o'clock. So everybody who's anybody in music is going to be there, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Including Kara. Ed Sheeran, who is going to become the first celebrity to visit a pub in Connecticut. This particular pub or any pub would be the question.
I think this particular pub in Connecticut.
I got to throw when Ed stopped in for a pint. The New Haven Register reporting that Sheeran and his fiance hung out at Tommy Sullivan's Cafe. What a great name for a pub. Tommy Sullivan's Cafe. It's in a little town called Branford, which is up the coast from New Haven a bit. I guess they went to a wedding on Friday night there, right? Somewhere nearby.
Yep.
And then they just went to the pub. The pub owner, Mav Sullivan, of course that's his name, N-A-E-V-E.
Mave,
is that how you pronounce it? Mave?
Yeah,
okay.
You've never heard Irish name before?
No,
yeah.
Never heard Mave before.
In Boston, you've never heard Mave?
In Boston,
I know like three
Maves.
I can introduce you to three Maves in Boston.
I don't socialize much, right? That's true.
Guess not.
Anyway, said the owner said the fact Sheeran came in and ordered a beer before he was joined by others from the wedding party. He was smiling and he snapped pictures with Mr. Sullivan and bartenders. The owner said Sheeran had a good time hanging out and was very nice and polite. Well, why wouldn't he be? What is it? Expect
well, not every celebrity is.
Yeah, not every.
Everybody's
human
being got a bad Ben Stiller story. So
yeah. Well, yeah, okay, don't get me started on that. I have my own,
Oh, do you?
He's a jackass.
Yeah. From everything I've heard, yeah.
Kanye West and thank you.
Ben Stiller.
I haven't thought about that for a long time. Ben Stiller is also a jackass. But no worry about Ed, though, Kara, he is not. He is not. Ed Sheeran, the headline is, Ed Sheeran is not a jackass.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump speaks at a rally in Mississippi last evening, and now a lawyer for the woman who first accused his Supreme Court nominee of sexual assault is criticizing Trump for some of what he said about her and her allegations against Brett Kavanaugh.
What he's going through, 36 years ago, this happened. I had one beer. Well, do you think it was... Nope, it was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know.
Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer calls the comments a vicious, vile, soulless attack. The Indonesian island struck by an earthquake and tsunami last Friday has now been hit by a volcano eruption on the island of Sulawesi. No reports yet of damage or injury. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your sense of security for the day. This is the DJV Show, the way for you to start your day, spend time every day. Nice to have you on board with us. And when I say us, I mean Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. We turn to Victoria now for us to focus, Victoria. It's focus time.
Well, the Wall Street Journal is focused on Toys R Us, saying that they have set the stage for a possible comeback by canceling a bankruptcy auction. The auction was set to sell off intellectual properties like brand names and website domains. Even Jeffrey the giraffe, the mascot, was going to be sold. And so, but a proposed reorganizational plan would instead allow Toys R Us to relaunch as a retail business using those assets. So, of course, we know earlier this year, Toys R Us closed more than 700 1,500 stores, tens of thousands of jobs were lost. It was the end of an era. And so now, apparently, they say that a new chapter for Jeffrey and Toys R Us brands could be in the works. They have legal paperwork that's on the way, and they want to open brick-and-mortar stores again. So I don't know if it's going to work, but if it could, I think if they opened even a pop-up store in time for this holiday shopping season, I think so many people were kind of upset that Toys R Us was finally going under that. Yeah. I think it may have kind of lit a fire under people that if they have a pop-up store or if they try to relaunch, people may actually start shopping there again. So maybe this was just a genius plan, scare everybody into believing that Jeffrey's dead and then now he's back.
Jeffrey the Giraffe. Mm-hmm. How long have Toys R Us been around? Anybody remember as Babies R Us, Toys R Us? What are some of the other stores that that have that handle?
Belong well, there to
the
was same a
Kids R Us. Remember.
Oh, Kids R Us, that was
like
the other
clothes,
one.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But it was all the same company, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the Kids R Us went away pretty quickly. Babies R Us stuck around for a while.
It did. Yeah. Well, anyway, I think it's interesting to see, this is very clever. If that's what they did, it's very clever. Good for them. Speaking of stores, let's see. I got three different names of stores here to deal with. Let's talk about Costco first, or Costco and Nordstrom's having something in common. That's pretty unusual. Costco and Nordstrom's to be mentioned in the same sentence. They are with a group of stores that will not be open on Thanksgiving. The list has been compiled, even though the holiday shopping season for some is far off. We've concluded there will be no Thanksgiving or Halloween this year. It's straight to Christmas, with a number of stations that are already flirting with playing Christmas music.
I'm not ready to skip Halloween yet, Stefan.
I'm not
jumping on that bandwagon.
Yeah, well, I don't care about
I love
Halloween.
It. I love all the pumpkin stuff. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I'm the basic girl that loves pumpkin spice.
Well, I know you do that. BestBlackFriday.com releasing the Thanksgiving Day store closings. A roll call of 60 retailers saying they will not be open on the 22nd of November. Sam's Club, Home Depot, Lowe's, among the stores that were open last year and have been open for a while, but now apparently they have thought of their employees. Because it is kind of nice to be home if you have a family on Thanksgiving, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But it's the day before the online. Isn't that Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving, right? And isn't that why they open to get a jump trying to beat the internet usage of all of the places like, excuse me, Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that why they stayed open?
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly
174 million people shopped in-store and online during the Thanksgiving weekend last year. It was Thanksgiving Day, then it's, what is it, it's Black Friday, and then it's Cyber Monday. But that's all been blurred now because they spread it out, and so it's no big deal anymore. I saw one car dealer advertising, get your Black Friday super savings now. Don't wait until Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I actually read an article about how a lot of the retailers, because I think there was some disappointment with Amazon's Prime Day. Remember when they do that in July? It's Prime Week. And there was some disappointment there. So they were saying that they're actually going to start doing Black Friday type sales now, starting like in this month of October, rather than waiting around for
Black Friday?
Well, it'll still be there, but I don't know how effective. I know for my own habits, if I can buy stuff online, and Black Friday sales typically are extended to the online community on that Friday, you don't have to wait for Cyber Monday, I'm going to do what I can online instead of having to sit at 3 o'clock in the morning in front of a Best Buy.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
You can never get me at 3 a.m. anywhere.
Yeah, except
unless I'm doing this program.
Right.
Wait a minute. You want to finish that sentence, please?
I have to qualify that.
Finish the sentence.
I will not be sitting in front of a Best Buy ever at 3 a.m. Let's just put it, I'll end it with that.
Okay, put it that way. All right, here's the latest from Walmart with people in the news as our focus now. The story of Helmut Kolb, who was arrested after a woman claimed he approached her while she was sitting on a bench outside a Walmart with her daughter. The woman, whose name is Tracy Nye,
told police this guy, Mr. Kolb, asked her if she was married before changing the subject to her daughter. Get ready to be creeped out, ladies. Seemed like a friendly conversation. He didn't seem like a threatening person at first. And then he started badgering Ms. Nye, asking if she would sell her daughter to him. He said he had $100,000, and then he went up to $150,000, and then he went to $200,000. I will buy your daughter for $200,000. The daughter was sitting next to her on the bench. And he grabbed the girl's wrist and kissed it, according to the mother, before she got creeped out, screamed. And there's a picture of this guy that you can find if you look around in the jailbird section of your favorite. And he looks like the lead singer of Jay and the Americans to me. Jay Black, he looks just like him. But he does also look like he just looks like. Look into his eyes.
What is wrong with people?
That's my question.
Where do you go? I mean, is that where, video games?
You go
you
to
like
Walmart.
Talk about video games.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What brings people to that point?
Mm-hmm.
Is it mental illness? Is it violence? Is it somebody perpetrated some awful crime on them? What the heck gets people to that point?
Let's go back to what you just said. I believe this study that's out this week confirming the link between violent video games and physical aggression. There's a debate that continues. Didn't ever happen in my house. It was no, you can't have any video games of any sort. It didn't make any difference. We had no video games in our house when Megan and Brendan grew up. None. And if I had children, I would say the same. I say the same to my daughter, hopefully, about my grandson, Miles. Because it does, these studies prove that players become more physically aggressive. There were 17,000 adolescents who were surveyed from the ages of 9 to 19, and the results found playing violent video games led to increased physical aggression. So when we're training pilots to be in the Air Force, what kind of video games do they use for that? Anybody know? What is like Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty? Those are the ones that are really bad.
For training, those are flight simulation games.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they are, okay.
Yeah.
I thought sometimes they were just regular video games. So, my question to you, not to Victoria or Jennifer or Kara, because they're not parents. Those of you who are parents, and those of you who let your children play with these games, how do you look at yourself in the mirror? And you can yell at me all you like, because I know you yell at me when I talk about football. So you can yell at me about this. You're a bad parent. You are. If you let your children play with these games...
You're a bad parent.
This violent... Well, I say that you're a bad parent if you let your child play football. You've heard me. How many times have you heard me say that, Victoria?
Yeah.
And now, with this new study on football injuries... That's another item of interest out this week. And this is interesting because the suggestion here, listen up, if you are having your children, allowing them or encouraging them to play football, maybe there is a way to make it safer. There's a focus on kickoff rules that may lead to a significant reduction in concussion rates. There was a letter published in the Journal of the American Medical Association after the Ivy League Athletic Conference changed its rules a couple of years ago to move the kickoff and touchback lines in games. There was a serious reduction in the concussion rate, apparently, among players. Specifically, the average annual concussion rate in the college conference was 10 per 1,000 plays, and it dropped to 2. Wow. That's quite a significant drop.
Yeah.
It became 20% of what the problem had been before. That's 69-70% or more reduction in the rate of concussion incidents. Kickoff return play poses a risk to concussion because it involves players running at a speed toward each other over long distances. Yeah,
yeah.
It does sort of make sense because you're not really banging into them, right? Attacking
them. Right. That's the hardest hit is usually on the kickoff return.
All right. So what would happen if this rule was introduced in professional football, or would it ever?
I don't know that it would ever, because people want to see that hard hitting. They're used to what they're used to, so it would have to probably be something that was implemented over time. But you know, with the more lawsuits that come and the more class action that the NFL, I mean, the NFL's getting hit in the pocketbook with all of these things. So who knows? I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I do think it's unlikely, though.
Yeah. All right. Food for thought, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I will not rescind if you're a parent and you are having your child play. It's soccer. It's all this. Imagine your child, your daughter, your son gets hit in the head with a ball going 45 miles an hour. What do you think that does to your neck? The stem of your neck connecting your head to your body is the size of a quarter. Keep that in mind when you go cheering on your children in a soccer game and they get hit in the head with a ball at 45 miles an hour.
We got to think of a better solution then, because earlier we're talking about kids don't exercise enough, so we can't eliminate all forms of exercise. We got to figure out some middle ground.
No, I'm not eliminating all forms of exercise.
Soccer's fine. Most kids, like kids' soccer teams now, like you can't. They don't take headers, and that's other than that.
Okay,
soccer's
so
fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just doing all track and field all the time, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Soccer. I didn't even know her. 46 past the hour.
So here's a story you might relate to. I used to post to job boards, only to end up with hundreds of resumes to sort through.
It took weeks to go through all of those resumes.
Just to find a handful of people.
Who were right for my job.
It was overwhelming. That old process was
not smart.
I mean, it's not easy to find a
network architect,
financial analyst,
childcare assistant.
But then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I could hire qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but then you just can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Back by popular demand, My Pillow's best deal. Buy one My Pillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one My Pillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. My Pillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with My Pillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TopLoss.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or TopLoss.com.
You're
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dogs are doing great if they're associated with Warren Eckstein and his pet show, or get his hugs and kisses. Hugs and Kisses, the proprietary brand, the line of great vitamins and minerals that is specifically engineered for your dog or your cat. Two different types. So, Warren, check them out. You can do it. I'm sure you can find the Hugs and Kisses stuff at petshow.com or WarrenEckstein.com or HugsandKisses.com. Every week when Warren is here, we bring a problem or two to the surface, talk about it, and have Warren try to figure out how to fix the problem. You have been hearing from people lately who are concerned about their dogs peeing everywhere. Isn't that what dogs are supposed to do? Where's the nearest fire hydrant?
You know, this should be their biggest problem in the world. My dog's peeing too much when I take him for a walk. Now, forget about politics. My dog's peeing too much when I take him for a walk. But, you know, it's interesting because it's frustrating for a lot of people because they don't quite understand what it means when their dog is lifting his leg on every pole or every tree that he passes. And basically, what the dog is doing is claiming territory. It's kind of like, let me put it this way. When you take your dog for a walk and he lifts his leg, it's kind of like texting, okay? That's your dog's way of texting, Googling, sending messages to other dogs in the neighborhood. Every bit of information he needs is right there. The sex of other dogs around, the hormones, the pheromones, it's all there. So when you take your dog for a walk, let him pee on everything he wants to pee on. It's like a neighborhood meeting, and I think it's important for people to understand that when you take your dog for a walk, remember, it's their walk. Let them go outside. Let them sniff. And by the way, Doug, the higher your dog kicks, the more dominant your dog is. So if you take two dogs, my little Chihuahua, when he was young, he used to jump up to pee above the big dogs.
Really? But
if you take some dogs out for a walk, some real macho dogs, you'll see these little dogs lifting their legs so high, trying to get as high as possible, because the higher the urine is on a place, the more dominant that dog is. So he says, I'm the king of the neighborhood. So that's why they went up. Two dogs will pee for a half hour if you take them to the same pole dog.
Really?
You know that thing next door where everyone shares information about the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what this is for dogs. It gets them out there. So don't get frustrated. Let your dog pee. It's their way of communicating. Leave them alone. How would you like someone standing next to you if you were going to the bathroom? Say, hurry up, let's go. I don't think I'd like it.
But what about when nothing's coming out anymore? Because my chihuahua does that all the time.
Does it make any difference? In his mind, he's Schwarzenegger, okay? In his mind, whether pee is coming out or not, he believes it is. So just let them go. There's a reason for it. It's instinctive. It's the way it should be. It's important for them. It's important for the health. And if you control it or over-control it sometimes, other problems can really crop up, like challenging people versus challenging the urine smells of other dogs on the walk.
I love it when now Daisy May, my new bulldog pal, gets out of the house after she's had her breakfast, and she just tears across the lawn. We have a regular routine. We walk down a pathway in the park, park that's next to the house, the farm. And she just loves it. And she's now able to just runs. And she finds the spot. But she holds her pee. She's not like other dogs. She's exactly the opposite. Why does she hold her pee?
It's very possible, you know, certain breeds, certain dogs are very, very clean. And your dog came from a puppy mill scenario where she had to eat, had to sleep, and had to pee and poop where she lived. So very often, when you get a dog from that situation, they try to hold themselves as much as they can because they don't want to soil where they have to hang out. Mm.
Isn't that interesting? Because when she first, and when I go away for a couple of days and come back, she'll pee and poop in the house once or twice, but she doesn't.
But that's not a bad thing, Dustin. No, that's not a bad thing. You assume that because you're away and the dog pees or poops in the house, that basically the dog's doing it because she's angry or upset. In reality, it's the Hansel and Gretel syndrome. When you're away and come home and leave again, the dog will mark the territory as a way for you to find your way back. That's what dogs and wolves do in the wild. So, yeah, in other words, they'll leave their mark specifically so you can find your way back to them. Yeah. They feel that you might have been abandoning them.
All right, here's something that has cropped up this week, a report about dogs dying that have been groomed at PetSmart. This can't be good for them. I don't know if they're an advertiser of yours or not, but the PetSmart stores across the country being investigated because they now have begun to insist that if you want your dog groomed at PetSmart, you got to sign all kinds of non-disclosure agreements. They paid off a lot of these people try to get them to sign, after they give them the hush money, sign agreements saying they wouldn't talk about it in public.
It's been going on for a while. The bottom line is,
since 2008. Yeah.
How many dogs got since 2008?
50. Since 2008.
I assume that when you take your dog to a groomer, you should interview them the way you would interview a pediatrician for your child. Get to know them, really understand them. And very often what happens in these big chains, the groomer may be at this store today, another store tomorrow.
So
find a groomer in your area you're comfortable with. Get recommendations from your vet and other people. And then sometimes just kind of stop in during the day when they don't expect you to see how they're doing with your dog.
I just wash Daisy in that oatmeal shampoo stuff. It seems to be fine. She doesn't mind. Charlie used to hate getting a bath, but Daisy doesn't mind it at all. All right, there it is, the word. You've heard the word from Warren Eckstein here.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.